makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in 3 million American homes, present your favorite radio friend, Lum and Abner. Sometimes, when children won't drink all the milk they should drink, some mothers try playing games like this.
All right, Jenny. Now see if you can drink your milk down to that nice red line on the glass. Come on now.
Sometimes, when that fails, those mothers try this.
If you don't stop fooling and drink that milk, young lady, you're going right back to your room and stay there until you do.
But lots of wise mothers don't have to coax or bribe or threaten their children to drink milk. They simply do this.
There you are, a nice cup of Postum.
And it works, too, because all children love Postum made with milk. They like its golden brown, grown-up color, its fragrant, promising aroma, and its delicious, mellow flavor. And you can let your children have as much Postum made with milk as they want. For it's not sweet nor rich, so it won't take away your child's appetite for other foods. And it contains no stimulant of any kind that could possibly affect young digestive systems or cause sleeplessness or nervousness. And when you realize that it combines the health-building qualities of milk with the wholesomeness of whole wheat and bran from which Postum is made, honestly, mothers, could you think of a more healthful drink for your children? Order Postum from your grocer tomorrow. See how your children will relish the milk they need when you give it to them in this delicious form. Postum, made with milk. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Last Friday, Lum received a letter informing him that if he could prove that he is a descendant of one Samuel Edwards, who came to this country from England in 1778... he'll be eligible for a part of a large estate the English government is soon to divide. The old fellow is very excited over his good fortune, and there is no doubt in his mind but what he is one of the heirs. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum seated at his desk at the Jot 'em Down store. Abner is just entering. Listen.
Come in, I'll be with you in just a minute. Oh, I thought you was a customer.
Oh, no, I'm sorry I was late getting back, Lum, but Elizabeth was busy in the field this morning and never got dinner started till late.
No, that's all right. Weren't nothing going on no way.
Weren't, huh?
I've been sitting here figuring out an advertisement. See how this is sounding, Abner.
Huh?
For sale, country estate near Pine Ridge. 40 acres of beautiful grounds. Palatial home in picturesque setting.
Doggy, that sounds good. Whereabouts is the place at?
Whereabouts is it at? You've been over there 1,000 times.
Well, I don't recollect ever seeing a place like that around Pine Ridge here.
It's that place of mine over there. I lived there for years.
Oh, well, it sure don't sound like it. You better tell them right where it's at, for if they come out here looking for it, they'd never go to that place.
Well, wait till I get done reading the advertisement. This home with its beautiful gardens is one of the showplaces.
I thought you never put in no garden this year.
I never. This is them flowers out there in the front yard I'm talking about.
For the land's sake. Can't eat them.
Owner moving to England will sacrifice for $4,000. Thought I'd put that price up there and all has come down, you know.
Yeah, did you say the owner was moving to England?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me, of course.
Oh.
Made up my mind that that's the thing for me to do, Abner. That's my native land over there, and I might as well go back home.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm beginning to feel sort of like a foreigner over here now in this country since I got that letter saying I'm inheriting all that money in English.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, you better wait till you find out for sure, Lum, you're the feller they're looking for.
Oh, I'm it all right. Ain't no doubts about that. I got to reading that letter over again last night, Abner. All I've got to prove is that I'm an ancestor to that Marthy Chumwood and Samuel Edwards. That's a cinch.
It is, huh?
Oh, yeah. Samuel Edwards is bound to be kin to me.
Well?
That Samuel has always been a family name of ours. I recollect one of my aunts, Aunt Dulce, married a feller named Sam Church. Samuel Church, of course.
Yeah.
That might have something to do with it.
Well, yeah, I reckon it could.
And that Marthy Chumwood might have been one... that I was named after.
Well, you ain't named Marthy.
No, but that Chumwood. They might have got my name from that chum. Lum, chum. See how much like they sound?
Oh, I think you're just trying to get kin to them.
I ain't no such a thing. It ain't my fault if I'm one of their ancestors. They writ me that letter, didn't they?
Yeah.
Said they thought I was one. And now the names proves it.
Well, in the first place, your name ain't Long. It's just short for Columbus.
Abner, you promised me on your word of honor you'd never breathe at your soul what my full name was.
Well, I ain't gonna tell it on you. I ain't gonna tell it. But I just thinking, though, according to that, why, you're an ancestor to Columbus, too, if them names has got anything to do with it.
That's right, ain't it? Granny, I'm kin to all them great people.
Why, sure.
Wait a minute, though. He's an Italian. This other bunch is English.
Well, I never knowed what he was.
It's going to be hard enough for me to learn to talk that English language, much less that Italian do.
Yeah. How does them English talk?
I don't know. I'm going to have to get a book and read up on that stuff. It ought to come pretty easy for me, me being a full-blooded one.
Yeah. Well, now, little Pearl might be able to learn it to you, Long. She's studying English at school.
She is? English?
Yeah. I ain't never heard her talk none of it, but she's taking it, I know.
Well, I do know. Well, I might come over there tonight and borrow some books from her.
Why, sure. I'll be glad to let you have them.
Trouble is, though, if it's wrote in English, I won't know how to read it.
Oh, no. Well, she'll help you. Be glad to, yeah.
Well, it'll be better than getting over there and not being able to talk to nobody.
Why, but, Lom, you ain't sure enough serious about moving over there, are you?
Yeah, of course I ain't.
Oh.
I think that's the only thing for me to do, Abner. All my money's over there and my real age and all. Or to be with my own people. Natural, I feel a little out of place over here.
Out of place?
We think different from you folks. That's the reason I've always had trouble getting folks around here to agree on some of these big ideas I've had.
Right.
Different nationalities just don't think alike. Have different altitudes about things.
Yeah, well, maybe so.
I can see a difference already.
You can.
As long as we've been close friends and partners here in the store, I can see we ain't as close as we ought to be. Not as close as we was before I found out who my descendants was. I know that.
Well, I hadn't noticed.
Can't run a store under two different flags. Just won't work.
Flags?
Well, you've got the American way of thinking, and I've got the England way.
Oh.
We'll have arguments and all. See, I just never knowed all these years what I was. Just show you how mixed up I was. I was for the Americans in the Revolutionary War.
The Revolutionary War? Well, that was way back thousands of years ago, Long.
I know, but just reading about it, I was always for the Americans winning.
Oh, well, I was, too.
You ought to be. But I ought to been for the Redcoats.
Who?
The Englands. Yeah.
Oh.
And what would happen right now, if your country here and mine would get in war?
I don't know.
More likely the first thing they'd do would be to shoot me for a spy. Or import me one for being an alien.
Import you for what?
Alien.
Oh, why, they wouldn't run you off just because you were sick. Look at old Turkey Green. He's a half-blood Cherokee Indian, and he's been sick for nearly 2 years, and they ain't run him off.
Well, of course not. This is where the Indians are supposed to live. He ain't no foreigner like I am. Wait a minute, though. Alien don't mean sick. That's what they call foreigners.
Well, I'm all as ailing when I'm sick.
Well, Granny, you have me so mixed up here directly, I won't know who I am or where or nothing. That's the trouble with you Americans.
Yeah, well, you thought you was an American, too, till you got that letter last week.
Well, I know better now. You know something? If that Samuel Edwards hadn't come over to this country, I might have been the King of England right now. You can't tell.
The King?
Yes, sir. King Lum the First or something.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Or King Edwards, the 8th or 9th. That's one reason I want to go over there. I know one reason. I'm kin to them King Energy some way or other.
Yeah, you might be, but if you get all that money, well, you won't need to be kin to no king, I'll tell you that.
No, that's right. How much did we figure that come to? 30 million pounds of silver?
I don't know. It was a lot. You had aughts clean across the page there, yeah. And all that.
Well, we weighed it up. There's 8 silver dollars made a half a pound. And that was $16 to the pound. I got it figured up here, Tom.
Huh?
Yeah, $480 million.
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. Yeah, that's what it come to. I doggy, that's a lot, I'll say that.
Wait a minute, who's that coming in?
Oh, Cedric Weehunt. Come in, Cedric.
How are you today, Cedric?
Oh, pretty good, I reckon, Mr. Lum. Mr. Grandpap told me to bring this letter over to you, Mr. Lum. Said he thought it might be something important.
Well.
Thank you, Sadie.
I'd always look at that thing. That thing's got stamps all over it there. Look at that red, white, and blue envelope and everything.
It's airmail special deliverer.
What, did an airplane bring that?
Yes, sir.
Well.
Granny's is from that lawyer outfit that's handling that inheritance for me.
Oh, I don't reckon they sent you the money already, do you?
I don't know. Might have sent a check for a few million dollars just till they get it settled, something to sort of carry me over.
I know it. Look at old Arms, Henry. He's so excited he don't know where he's foot or horseback right now. Eyes is bugged out like a tromped-on toad frog.
Dear Mr. Edwards, we have just received your letter, and after carefully checking your ancestry, we are more certain than ever that you are a rightful heir to part of the estate of William Jensen, stepfather of Martha Chumwood, who married Samuel Edwards.
What'd I tell you? Yeah, you must have been right.
We are awaiting your instructions to represent your claim for your rightful share of this fortune.
Well?
Inasmuch as we are familiar with the facts in the case, we feel that we are better qualified to represent you than anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Our fee will be one-third of your share of the estate. I'll figure that up directly.
Yeah, don't.
But we will require a retainer, whatever that is, of $500 to show your good faith.
Huh?
Oh, they want me to send in $500 to show them good faith.
$500?
Awaiting your instructions, we are yours very true. Grannies, now, where in the world am I going to get $500?
I don't know. That's just what I was sitting here thinking.
Well, I'll get it somewhere. I wouldn't let no such little amount as that stand twixt me and no $480 million. I know that.
No.
Grannies, I wish I was over there in England. I'd borrow it from some of my relatives.
Lum Edwards, the Englishman. There are times when even the best of us fly off the handle and say something we really didn't mean to say at all. Anybody is apt to feel cross and irritable now and then. But there are some folks, and you've probably met them, who are cross and irritable nearly all the time. It's a pity, too, because so often they really can't help being grouchy. Could you, if your irritability was caused by indigestion? Well, did you know that with some people, indigestion may be helped by so simple a thing as giving up coffee? But while it's true that many people can drink coffee without any ill effects, many others cannot. So if you suspect that coffee is giving you indigestion, why not switch to Postum? Postum can't possibly upset your digestive system because it contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. You love Postum's fragrant, tempting aroma and its distinctive, mellow flavor. You like its economy, for Postum costs less than most mealtime drinks, less than 1/2 cent a cup. You like its convenience, for Postum comes in two forms. Postum cereal, the drink you make by boiling or percolating, and instant Postum, made instantly in the cup. But best of all, if you think coffee has been giving you indigestion, when you start drinking Postum, see if your digestion and your disposition doesn't improve. Present Lum and Abner again on Friday evening over these same stations. Join us then. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.